This is The National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro. Is there a young person in your life who has questions about living through this pandemic? We are doing a special kids segment this week, and we're going to do our best to answer as many questions from young people as we can. So please send them to us at npr.org/nationalconversation, or call and leave us a message at 202-403-0386. Once again, that number is 202-403-0386. Now, if you find your shoulders at your ears a lot lately, or you reread the same page of a book 5 times without absorbing what it said, we're going to spend this part of the program trying to help. We are talking about how to relax in a pandemic, techniques to decompress when you're feeling wound up, with 2 guests. Dr. Jean Kim is a clinical assistant professor of psychiatry at George Washington University. Good to have you here, Dr. Kim.
Good to be here.
And illustrator and graphic artist Wendy McNaughton has been hosting a free daily drawing class online for kids and adults. It is called Draw Together to Get Creative During the Pandemic. Here's a clip of that program.
Now I'm going to make a circle just at the end. All of a sudden, we have a bear. We have a bear face.
We have a bear. Wendy, it's good to have you here.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
Dr. Kim, I want to start with you. Just broadly speaking, more than 2 months into this pandemic, what's the impact on people's anxiety and stress levels?
Well, I imagine it's pretty high impact because this is kind of unprecedented, this level of threat for everyone in the whole world. So, yeah, it's pretty prevalent right now.
Okay, so reach into your toolbox and give us just one relaxation tip for somebody who doesn't know where to start.
I think just focusing on things that gave you pleasure even in the past, simple things that you enjoy, things that like just meditation, yoga, cooking, reading, just the basics of what can give you pleasure in life are things to turn to right now.
And Wendy, tell me about how you think drawing can help people relax, even if people don't consider themselves artists when we're not in a pandemic.
Well, drawing is a really wonderful way for us to become really present, get in our bodies, get focused, do something physical, and kind of trick ourselves with our hand movement into maybe going past some of our anxieties. So even folks who don't consider themselves artists, drawing is for everybody. It's all about the process, not as much about the final result.
Doesn't matter whether it actually looks like a bear when you're done with it.
No!
All right. Well, listeners have offered some suggestions, and art factors into what's helped Sheila in Massachusetts.
I pulled out some of my adult coloring books and was doing that. I got a kit to plant herbs to put on your windowsill, and I did that this morning.
Okay, so coloring, gardening. I mean, speaking for myself, I find cooking and exercise to be helpful. Dr. Kim, what's on your list?
Those things as well. I think reading, if you're someone who's into books or something, just watching, you know, TV shows that are lighthearted, maybe things that kind of just take your mind off all the dark stuff going on right now.
Yeah. So. You know, Wendy, so many people have been laid off, and so I know that for a lot of people, money is a concern. Can you recommend things that people can do for free to help them relax and de-stress?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're offering the classes, the Draw Together classes. Those are free. They're on the internet. But it became clear really quickly that not everybody has access to Instagram or the internet. And in fact, some people don't have access to art supplies. Basically, all you need is a piece of paper and a pencil, and then you're set to draw. But if people don't have access to that, we started a nonprofit to supply art kits to kids. Mm. And there is a GoFundMe page, actually, if people want to help get art kits to kids who families are strapped right now and art supplies can take a backseat, but they're really an emergency supply for kids right
now.
That's
really sweet. If people have a pen and a piece of paper and their mind is blank and they can't think of what to draw, what's a prompt that you like to turn to that you think gets creative juices flowing?
You know what I suggest is to turn to somebody in your home, somebody in your own family, and here's my assignment to you. Take out a pen, a piece of paper, look at each other, and draw each other for 3 minutes without ever looking down. It's a fun challenge.
Without looking at the page.
Never look at the page, and you end up seeing things that you've never noticed before.
That's so interesting. Even people you've been locked up with for the last 2 months.
And no matter what, the drawing is going to be really ridiculous looking, so no pressure to do a good drawing.
All right. Well, I think many people have found that the relaxation techniques they might have turned to in the past are no longer working for them. And this question actually comes from one of the editors of our program, Barry.
Lately, the things that I find relaxing, I've not been able to sustain the kind of attention that I used to them. And the feeling of relaxation goes away more quickly than it used to when I'm reading or knitting or doing those things that used to provide me a sense of calm. What should I do about that?
Dr. Kim, any advice for people experiencing this?
Right. I mean, I guess it's a matter of how severe it is. I mean, this is, you know, like I said, a level of stress that is pretty, is bigger than most people have dealt with. And it's very commonplace as well. I think just turning to things that give you pleasure and things that you found helpful in the past are obviously things to turn to. But if that's not working and it's getting to the point where, you know, you're keyed up, and maybe that there's some other things going on that you need to talk things out with people, be it your friends or loved ones or support network, or maybe you maybe even need to turn to a therapist or professional help if you feel like it's really getting out of hand.
Let's take one last question from a listener in Oregon.
Hi, this is David, and I would like to ask how we can encourage people during this time to pursue personal growth.
I wonder if you agree with the premise here. I mean, personal growth can be great, but maybe that's an unrealistic expectation when you're trying to get through to the unemployment office and also homeschool your kids at the same time. Dr.
Yeah, I feel like if it's for you, or you feel like it's something that's helpful for you, and that it's that like to have set goals or is a way of overcoming the anxiety or stress, then that's fine. But I also think it's fine to just take it, you know, one day at a time and just take things as they come. I think the key is to kind of focus on the here and now and just, you know, get through this day by day instead of necessarily having to, you know, create the best victory garden in the neighborhood or something like that.
Great advice. Dr. Jean Kim is a clinical assistant professor of psychiatry at George Washington University, and Wendy McNaughton is an artist and journalist in San Francisco. Great to have you both with us today.
Thanks so much. Great to
Thank
be here.
Thank you.
Okay, well, here's my suggestion. If you're looking for a way to feel more relaxed, try watching Tabitha Brown's vegan cooking tutorials on TikTok.
You need a hug. Well, sometimes potato wedges make you feel like they're hugging you. At least that's how I feel. Let's make some.
She has only been on TikTok since March, and she already has 3 million followers. You can hear more of my interview with Tabitha Brown tomorrow on All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro. My co-host Michelle Martin will be here tomorrow to answer more of your questions. This is The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.